Put it back, idiot. Because that violin doesn't belong to you, now does it? It's not my job to make music free for the masses. It's my job to make sure that violin stays in its case, and that people like you keep their grubby mitts off it. Now put it back. Good. Back away from the case. Yes, I did see you do that little dance to get past the laser field, but no, I wasn't impressed. Because I hate everything that you do. Get it through your head. I have no idea how you got this far without setting off the alarms. And frankly, I don't care. I'm more concerned that you disabled 3 security guards. I mean, paralytic darts. Black market grade, is it? Oh, good. It only paralyzed them temporarily. Thank God we don't have to add murder to your list of fantastically horrible life choices. Fuck you. Because you're bloody brilliant, and yet you fucking steal from people. God, you're shameless. You can do whatever the hell you like, and you waste all your time robbing mansions and bank vaults and going on fucking window shopping sprees, and every time I get a call about you, all I can think is that if you put this much effort into doing literally anything else, it'd be admirable. Museums, though. That's a first. You must be getting desperate, huh? Oh, don't flatter yourself. I'm not obsessed with you. But here we are doing this song and dance anyway, because for some reason, I'm the only one who can drag your giggling, parkour-happy ass back to the police. Again. No, don't you fucking run. I swear to God, if you make me chase you... Get back here! I don't really care if that hurt you. I told you not to run. Pretty sure my knees hurt more anyway. Stop it. I said stop. Give me the bag. I know you left a fucking replica violin in the case. Give me the fucking bag. Stay down. You always have to make it difficult for me, don't you? Ugh. Just take that stupid mask off. Because I fucking said so. So that's what you look like. It's not how I imagined. No, I don't take any particular joy in sitting on you. Are you gonna settle down? Or do I have to do this the hard way, like last time? I won't relish kicking your ass and tying you up again, but I'll do it if you make me. Oh, God fucking damn it. Fuck. What? Don't you fucking dare. Fuck. Hey. Don't even think about running again. Get on your knees and put your hands behind your head. Don't point at yourself like, who, me? Yes, I mean you. Now get on your fucking knees. Dinner first. Ugh, you idiot. Do you realize how much shit you're in? What the hell were you thinking? Robbing a crime boss. This is worse than the Stradivarius. This is worse than the safety deposit boxes at Royal National Hotel. You've well and truly fucked yourself. You should have turned yourself in. You would have been safer in prison. And now it's too late. You know why? If you take one more step toward that fire escape, I swear I'm going to make you eat this pepper spray. I've said it once, I'll say it again. I don't need a so-called real weapon to deal with you. Except now, thanks to your stellar decision-making skills, I don't get to leave you for the police this time. Nope, I didn't forget what happened last week. That was a fluke, and it's not going to happen again. This gag stays on until I decide otherwise. Okay, I'll clue you in. I have to bring you back to him, the fucker you robbed, conscious and alive. You know what that entails, yeah? God, I never should have made you take off your mask. Get up. Here's how this is gonna go. The place I'm supposed to deliver you is a day's drive away. If you behave, I'll grab us food, and I won't let you piss yourself sitting there. I'm not uncuffing you, but I'll let you take the gag off, just while you eat. Yeah, or you can be a pain in my ass and I'll have to get out the pepper spray. Your choice. So what's it gonna be? You gonna be good? Smart choice. For once. Oh, you're up. It's almost 3 in the morning. You're lucky I found a fast food place open at this hour. Else I might have to feed you whatever the hell Martin put in the boot for us. Knowing him, it's probably a crate full of canned macaroni cheese. Arsehole. I'm surprised you didn't wake up when I searched you. Found all 3 of your lockpicks, by the way. So don't worry about trying to get out of that seat. Oh, and both penknives too. And the dart gun. Just looking through your kit now. You fleeced a lot of people out of their jewelry at that party, didn't you? It's not even valuable. It's all artificial pearls and shit like that. Were you bored or something? This just all seems very half-assed, sloppy. At least when you were cracking safes like some cheesy Bond villain, it felt like you were putting some effort in. What? No giggling? No smart-ass looks? Are we perhaps finally starting to realize the gravity of the situation? Too bad you didn't see it sooner. Then I wouldn't be making this drive at all. God, why am I talking to you? There's our food. Back in a minute. I don't have to remind you what'll happen if you do anything stupid, yeah? Good. Lamb kebabs. Can I trust you if I take that gag off, or am I in all these myself? I have your word on that. Remember, I'm not uncuffing you, so don't ask. Okay. Here, water first. Don't choke on it, I've only got the one bottle. You're welcome. Probably easiest if I remove the meat from the steak first. Open up. It's unsettling, hand feeding you like you're some kind of baby fucking bird and you're just looking at me like that, not having one smug word to say to me. Quit thanking me. This is only to ensure your good behavior. I don't go back on my word. I'll be straight with you. I don't want to turn you in. Makes me fucking sick. But that dickhead you robbed has me in his pocket too. I don't have a choice. No, I won't elaborate. Just... why'd you do it? Your life's worth more than some Rembrandt painting. It's driving me crazy. You're smarter than this. You couldn't have not known what you were getting into. You wanted to put the painting back in a museum? Weren't you trying to liberate a fucking violin worth £8 million just last week? So, what, you actually meant all that about instruments being meant to be played? By that logic, people who hoard rare paintings from the public eye are pure evil then. God. If it was anyone else but you telling me this, I would have said they'd lost their mind. No, I get it. It makes sense. Because it's you. Doesn't make you any less of an idiot. Yeah, there's that insufferable fucking shit-eating grin. Yeah, more water. Fine. I'm not convinced that's everything, by the way. No more kebab meat until you spill it. I swear to God, you're getting nothing from here on out but onions and bell peppers. I'll eat the rest right in front of you. I've followed your work for, what, 3 years now? You weren't like this when you started out. This moralistic bullshit. You stole everything from diamonds to fancy cars and you were happy as a pig in shit about it. Now you're telling me you've turned into, what, the fucking Robin Hood of the art world? Then how do you explain this pile of shit? Those people didn't deserve to have their jewelry stolen. Not like you to be nervous like that. And that's a weird nervous tick to have. You're like a magpie. You better quit stalling and fess up. There's only half a kebab left. Wait. Is this about that kiss? Oh my God. I can't fucking believe you. Just shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Okay, here. Have more kebab. Fine. Stuff your jaws. I don't want to hear it. I'm sorry I asked. Fuck me. No, I haven't been able to stop thinking about it either. You pick the fucking cuffs. God damn it. Uh, should have searched you closer, but who besides you is mad enough to walk around with four sets of lockpicks? You could have gone out of those anytime you wanted. And yet you let me feed you. Were you faking being asleep when I searched you? Yeah? God. All this time, you wanted to be caught, didn't you? You did. You wanted me to catch you. Well, guess what, idiot? I gotcha. Ruthless, huh? You should have met me in my 20s. I'm getting too old for this back of the van shit. You remember that one August, a couple of years ago, that night I got ambushed? I wasn't even looking for you then, I was after some other mark. Some car thief. Not even a good car thief. Well, his mates clued me into my presence. Still don't know how. Might have been this pillock who worked at the same company as me. He could hold a hell of a grudge. Wouldn't put it past him to tip the rest of them off just to make my job all the harder. I really thought I was gonna die. Yeah, well then you showed up. Like a prick from some shitty spy show on the telly with that stupid fucking Beretta pop gun and your little Bowie knife. Ugh. I still don't know how we made it out of that one. Yeah, I remember after it was all over, you stood so still. You just looked at me. I'd never seen you that close before. You'd never let yourself get within reach. That was the first time I dragged you in. Boss was pissed as hell it wasn't my assigned mark, till he found out how good you were. I used to track you, you know, even when I wasn't on a job. Just kept an eye out on whatever it is you were doing. Even when you were being a dick, you never hurt anyone. You never got into drugs or weapons. I hauled in so many shitheads who would have sold their mum for half a kilo of coke. And then there you were, shocking the Daily Mail again because you got a bug up your ass to steal somebody's bloody yacht. I mean, don't get me wrong, you were an idiot. You're still an idiot, and I hate everything you stand for. But sometimes it was nice watching you make those rich fucks sweat. You've been feeling the burnout lately, huh? Not getting the same thrill anymore? No, I know what that's like. You're so far in a job, you don't remember what it was like doing anything else. Then one day you wake up and find that what you were made to do doesn't feel the same anymore, down in your bones. It's scary. You can't let it go, because without it, who the hell are you? You get desperate, you want that old feeling back, that spark, but it doesn't return. So you make stupid, suicidal decisions, just royally fuck it all up past fixing, so maybe, just maybe, you can have an excuse to finally fucking stop. I've seen it 100 times, and I've been there. How do you think I got involved with a crime boss in the first place? Yeah. I'm never getting out. I'll be doing this till it kills me. I made peace with that a while ago. But fuck, Sometimes this line of work makes me so tired. Not with you, though. Don't take this the wrong way, but I always envied you. Just a little bit. You're fucking mad, is what you are. You've a spine of steel doing the shit you pull off sometimes. You're shameless. I never met anyone like you. Bloody right, there's no one like me. Of course I'm good at thinking on my feet. You made it so I had to be. Well, what you call determined, others have called obsessive. Could never give up on you, though. Could never half-ass anything around you, either. I knew you'd instantly spot and take advantage of the slightest flaw in my plans. Do you have any idea how maddening that was? And no matter how many times I put you away, you never stayed down. Okay, fine. Fuck you. You occasionally made it fun. Like that stunt you pulled at Christmas. Yeah, of course I remember that. You had that whole mall in an uproar, with you dressed up as Santa making the ATM spray money everywhere. Almost hated to bring you in for that one. Never did understand that time you stole 100,000 Cadbury cream eggs, though. What the hell was that about? You lost a bet. idiot. Always got a feeling you liked being chased. And here I learn what you really wanted was my attention. Wasn't it? My focus. I knew it the second you flew out of that chair. That wasn't trickery. There was no last second grasp for freedom. You wanted me. Well, you sure as hell got me, didn't you? I don't want to do this. I don't want to give you to him. He said when he was done, he'd let you go. He'd let you live. What was left of you? Fuck it. I can't do this. I can't. Where's that stupid dart gun? There, pass it here. Oh, good. Still loaded. Can't believe I'm gonna do this to myself. Don't move. Don't. Stay over there. You only have yourself to blame for this, you know. He was hoping I find the big artery, yeah? Oh, fuck me, running, that hurts like a bitch. Oh, fuck. It's kicking in already, I can feel it. Getting woozy. Yeah. You don't get to call me an idiot. That's not how this works. High-grade darts, right? They're not going to stop my heart or anything like that. Those guards went down for more than a day or two. Just drop me off at hospital. We're not far. 20 minutes? Yeah. Ditch the van somewhere after. I'll tell him you got away. I'm still under contract. He can't do anything to me for that. He'll just send somebody else, probably. Maybe even me again one day. Depends on how long he hates you for it. I can feel the numbness spreading. so fast. God damn. It's creepy. God, I'm gonna miss your lips. You got cash stashed away somewhere, yeah? Then get the fuck out of here. Go somewhere far. And don't do anything stupid. Do something that makes you feel alive. I'll be watching.